Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And if you're out there across America, why, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because, we have with us on the line a very, very special guest and personal friend of mine. His name is David Wagner. David, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me on, and may it be a good afternoon. I hope it's going to be a good afternoon for you and the listeners.
Well, I think it'll be a good afternoon, and David's got a ministry, and I always get it wrong. It's Hope for the America, isn't it? Your ministry?
Hope for America.
Hope
yeah.
for America, and Gary Cause is Hope for the World. So
that's right.
You're Hope for America, and but of course, America is the key to what's going on in the world. And David had a very, very good job with a major corporation, gave that up to go into full-time ministry, to be like Paul Revere out there trying to warn the people. I think more like the watchman on the wall described in Ezekiel 3 and again in 33, who's trying to tell people what's going to happen. And, you know, and if they don't wake up to this, why, of course, their blood's going to be on their hands. And so David puts together videos, and he actually gets these film clips, video clips from out across America and tracks them down, and a lot of these he buys, puts them together in some of the most amazing videos you've ever seen. In fact, we carry his amazing clips, and he's got a new one out called The Great Deception. How do we really understand what indeed happened on the 11th of September? Everybody knows the wicked terrorists crashed their planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and they were wicked terrorists. But, of course, who financed them? Why didn't we scramble any airplanes? What did they know ahead of time about the attack? Were we already prepared to go to war with Afghanistan? And the truth of the matter is we were. And for the skeptic out there who said that couldn't be true, Time Magazine, December 31st, January 6th issue, Mayor Giuliani's on the front, the man of the year. Go down to the local library, pull out the Time Magazine, look at the article on the war room, and you will find out that the plan was already made to go to war with Al-Qaeda at the time of the attack, but we needed an incident. And, of course, on the 11th of September, we had one. I'm not suggesting in any way that we told the terrorists what to do, but I believe that we knew the attack was coming, and that's why no planes were scrambled, either to protect the World Trade Center or the Pentagon. So why don't you pick up with some of those amazing clips that you have there, some of these sound clips and the write-off the videos. What are we going to play first, David?
Well, let's real quick, I would just, if we could just deviate for a second here. Today I was reading the paper, and it just caught my attention. It's such an obvious thing that everybody should be aware of, and I think most of the listeners probably are. But when I do the next couple presentations, I'm just going to do an economic update. And I'd like to just a couple of the articles real quick here. It says, Japanese economy sinks deeper into recession. It says, the domestic economy is still not good because the problems are structural. It's hard to see the economy shifting anytime soon. Another article here says, CEO remains gloomy while economists declare recovery. So there's mixed signals. Here it says, job market still has doubters. We lost 1.8 million layoffs in 2001, and we're going to lose about 1.6 million jobs this year. And we've been losing them over the last 10, 12 years. And that brings me to the article that's in the LA Times today, Tuesday, April 2nd. It says here that this one, Emerson Electronics, is going to close its factory in Monterrey, Mexico, and he's going to move some of its shift that work to China. It says the one in Mississippi is going to be closed, except they're going to be hiring him in China and the Philippines. And he says here the CEO of David Farr, CEO of Emerson Electronics, says when we're finished this calendar year 2002, 70% of our manufacturing will be in low-cost countries. That's a significant change from where we were before. It surely is, because we aren't exporting goods anymore. We're exporting jobs, and this article also covers we're starting to export the high-paying jobs.
And, of course, what people have to understand is that we created in communist China the best competitors our money could buy. The United States and our allies have invested over $394 billion in communist China, and of course you can hire people there for $2 a day. They're glad to work. Here, of course, they complain that they're only making $12 or $14 an hour. It's even worse in Japan. In Japan, the average worker gets $25 an hour, so they're simply exporting their industries from Japan to the United States, where they at least the wages are cheaper, and then of course much of it is going to China now. And of course, what people really don't understand is this is part of a long-range plan, of course, to equalize income and to raise the living standards of the Americans to that of the Mexican peasant. And they know what they're doing; they just can't let the American people know that.
Yeah, and that's a good statement, to raise the Americans' wages to the Mexican peasants. You know, it's sort of unjust, but in reality, they're going to level the playing field. And those $1 a day jobs will eventually be all across the global community. And because that really is the bottom line. And whether it was 9/11, I believe that was the day that changed America, as George Bush said. But they really have accomplished, and they're going to continue to accomplish an awful lot, whether it be economically, whether it be socially, they're federalized. Well, we'll get into some of the things they're doing, but the purpose is to have a global community. And let's listen to the first clip. It's if you haven't heard it already, or if you have heard it, you need to hear it again. Okay. I think, because it's so telling. It's Senator Gary Hart, ex-Senator Gary Hart, and he was the co-chairman with Warren Rudman on the Homeland Defense plan that they put together. But let's listen. He's speaking just a few days after 9/11, and it pretty much lays it out exactly. There's other people I have on tape.
Okay, let's hear it, because we're just getting ready for a break.
Here we go.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
And I want you to get those phrases. There's a chance the president can use this disaster. The president can use this disaster. And so, David, will you rewind that? We're going to have to go to a break, but I'd like our listeners to hear that one more time to understand there really are people crass enough to consider we will use the disaster, of course, to advance a political agenda. But right now, of course, I have to remind our listeners that we are on the air 5 hours every day, and of course we're heard across America on by shortwave and satellite and internet, but of course it's an expensive proposition, and we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to actually changing your long distance carrier over to Promise Vision. And if you're not already associated with a Christian long-distance carrier, certainly the prices are good, the service is good, and of course Promise Vision uses Qwest long-distance lines, not AT&T and MCI, which go right along with the pro-choice and homosexual agenda. The number to call is 866-448-5631. That's 866-448-5631, and just mention that you, of course, heard about Promise Vision here at Radio Liberty, and 15% of whatever your long-distance calls are will come back to Radio Liberty, and we want you to make lots of long-distance calls. Again, the number 866-448-5631. And then we also want to remind you that if your children or grandchildren, or maybe even you, are a victim of government schools where they have dumbed you down and you can't spell adequately, you can't pronounce words, or you can't read phonetically, why, this can all be reprogrammed in 16 to 20 hours with a Phonopoly game. And it's really 5 board games, and I've played it. It's loads of fun, plays just like Monopoly. But, of course, what happens is you begin to reprogram the mind to undo all the harm that has been done. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And get the Phonopoly games, and we throw in 2 free books along with it. What's happened has not been accidental. They've deliberately dumbed our kids down.
Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Now, Dr. Stan back here, and of course, Gary Hart, Senator, ex-Senator Gary Hart, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and in fact, there's a whole committee that was set up to plan for security for the 21st century. It was made up of men from the Council on Foreign Relations. I think there were 14 of them, and 13 of the 14, or maybe all of them, were CFR members. What's a CFR? Why, it was a front group for a secret society that was created in England back in 1891. If you want the details, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, gives you an excellent overview. But they were planning on these terrorist attacks, and we actually have all of their reports. They published them up on the web, and we have them all, and we make them available individually or together. But of course, they were planning on the terrorist attack, and here are now three days after the terrorist attack. This is on the 14th of September. Why, they've convened an emergency meeting of the CFR there in Washington, D.C., and they're figuring out how they may be able to use this attack, to pursue what this is really all about, is the New World Order. And with that, of course, is the New World Religion, because this is violently anti-Christian. Their goal is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth without the God of the Bible. They will have their own leader. And, of course, for the Christians, they will recognize who that leader is. It is the Antichrist himself. And, of course, there are many people who say, oh, well, that happens, we're not going to be here. Well, are you absolutely certain? I mean, are you willing to bet your life and your children's life and everything you have on that and just let this happen? Or do you think God expects us to stand against organized evil? Because if they are people who would use the tragedy of September 11th to advance the New World Order, and these people are in key positions in our government, then we're in real trouble. Can you play that tape just one more time, Dave?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Here we go.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a New World Order.
All right. There is a chance the President can use this disaster. And that's exactly what they're doing today. In fact, they already had planned for this Emergency Health Powers Act, where they can force you to be vaccinated, and they can seize your property in the name of a state emergency, and they're passing these in every state in the Union. Fortunately, a couple of states didn't go along with it. They'll bring all sorts of pressure to try to accomplish that. But, of course, that was the plan. They were already planning for the Office of Homeland Security. They got through their anti-terrorist legislation, which now allows the FBI to come into your home without a warrant and search your home without your even being there, and you'll never know about it. And you may notice things gone and missing, and you won't know what happened to them. But, of course, the FBI will. And you say, well, that's only for terrorism. It doesn't say that in the bill. It gives them blanket coverage. This is the sort of police state power that they've always wanted. They're installing video cameras all across America on streets. The American people never would have accepted this before 9/11, but they are going to use this disaster to establish a dictatorship in America. In the name, of course, of fighting terrorism, but if you want to know who financed the terrorists, you really need to get my latest newsletter. And if you haven't gotten one, why, of course, we'll send it to you free of charge if you give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And you'll want to get these videos of David of Wegner's, and we'll tell you later how to get it. What's the next thing you want
to
play for us?
I'd like to just spend about 5 minutes. A lot of people, or some people, may not have heard this. Some may already have. This is just one of the reporters, I think it's on CBS or in one of the major channels. He had just talked to the chief of safety in New York, and if there's any doubt in your mind it was an inside job, listen to this particular interview, and then we'll just listen to one other situation, then we'll move on to things that are happening today. But this is on 9/11 the morning. It's one of the reporters. He's talking about just talking to the chief of safety of New York. Let's listen carefully. Well, first, before I go into that, I'm sorry, I led into the wrong thing. George Bush has tried to stop anybody from getting the truth out. In fact, he's threatened everybody in harsh words of pretty much the UN. Let's listen to what he has to say about anybody that might even deviate from the news reports that were given two or three days or during that day of 9/11. But that's what we're going to do in just a few minutes. We're going to deviate from that. We're going to let you listen to some of the reports you may not have heard. But this is George Bush speaking to the United Nations.
We must speak the truth about terror. Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty. To those.
Do you have that interview with John Ashcroft, his statement before the Senate committee, where he is, of course, saying, that if you don't try to frighten people with phantoms of lost liberty, do you have that one handy?
I sure do. Let's listen to that one.
And this is the Attorney General of the United States, and I think this is in, as I remember, in December. Am I right on that?
Right.
All right, fine. And of course, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
To those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, my message is this. Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve.
Now, David, could you rewind that? And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, they used the episode, the tragedy of September 11th, to get through the anti-terrorist legislation. To put through the Office of Homeland Security, this is going to require $38 billion. That's $38 billion in expenditures, and ex-Governor Ridge will not even appear before Congress or the Senate to tell what they're going to do with the $38 billion. Well, part of it is going to be used set up a system of informants. And, of course, President Bush has said that they want people to expand the eyes and ears of our overworked police. And so they want a neighborhood watch system that anything that happens, any suspicious people or suspicious activity, will immediately be reported, of course, to the local police. And that will all then be linked together into a gigantic computer bank. And, of course, everybody will be reporting on everybody else, just like they do in communist Cuba or communist China. But, of course, it's all in the name of fighting terrorism. And if anybody here doubts who financed the terrorists, you need to get Stephen Emerson's new book, The American Jihad. And he goes into the fact that we allowed the terrorists to operate here, to collect money, to send it to the terrorists throughout the world, to recruit terrorists. In fact, they're recruiting young people like Johnny Walker, right here in the United States, indoctrinating in these radical beliefs of Islam. And, of course, and a lot of people are concerned that the new legislation that is being enacted, whether it be the Emergency Medical Health Powers Act or the anti-terrorist legislation or the implications of the neighborhood watch systems or the new surveillance cameras or the ability to search your home without a warrant, we're losing our liberty. But listen to the Attorney General again with that thought in mind.
Here we go.
And there was a great resolution passed at the United Nations last night.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Doctor.
That's all right. You can play him if you want to.
Here we go. Let's go with this.
To those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, my message is this. Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve.
Well, I think that we should be unified in protection of liberty, but people have forgotten that any people willing to give up any part of their liberty for security are entitled to neither and will eventually lose both. And America was a great and wonderful nation because the power of the federal government was limited and you did not have a federalized police force. You took care of affairs at the local level. And, of course, what's happened is they've so restricted our local police that they're not allowed to do what's logical. And even the FBI wasn't allowed to get into Zacharias Massui's laptop computer. This is, of course, the 20th of the terrorists. Despite the fact he was here illegally, despite the fact that he was a suspected terrorist, the French suspected him of a terrorist, despite the fact he was being trained for a kamikaze attack on this country, the people up in Minnesota recognize that, why the Justice Department, which has never, to my knowledge, ever turned down a request for a warrant, whether there's any at all suspicion, refused to allow anybody to get into his laptop computer, and the only reason would be they didn't want to find out what was in it, not at least until after the September 11th attack. And then suddenly, why all of those concerns about his constitutional rights, even though he wasn't a citizen, he was here illegally and a suspected terrorist, all of those concerns disappeared and they went into the laptop computer. Ladies and gentlemen, they were watching all of these people beforehand, and if you doubt it, we've got article after article after article to point that out. But now that we've had the terrorist attack, now, of course, why anybody who is concerned that they're taking away our freedom is simply helping the terrorists. Go ahead, David.
Right. One of the people that the listeners are probably familiar with, I know you are, and I really am, he's really fights for freedom. And in fact, he spoke before the floor of the House on January 24th and February 7th. He gave this address. It was Congressman Ron Paul. And he said, we're facing a number of dangers, and one of the number seven area, the danger he had, is in the area of personal liberty. We face some real dangers. He said, the implementation of a national ID card, pervasive surveillance, easy to get search warrants, loss of financial and medical privacy will be permanent. Number eight, a danger exists. The United States is becoming a police state, he said. Even before 9/11, more than 80,000 armed federal bureaucrats patrolled the countryside, checking for violations of federal laws and regulations. Can freedom and prosperity survive if the police state continues to expand, was a question he asked. Number nine, there is a danger that personal privacy will be a thing of the past. He goes into everything you've been talking about, and I'm sure not just this program, but many other programs.
Okay, we're going to have to interrupt you there, and we'll be right back with David Wagner. But this is the time I just want to mention that we are carrying Miracle 2 soap products, and I will tell you that these are excellent. In fact, I'm using the gel on my hair. It really does keep it down, keeps it in place, and it keeps it soft. You know, instead of the old things I've used before, the soap really seems to be helping with a lot of things. The neutralizer, there are actually seven different products. If you'd like information on Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call. Why do we carry them? Well, of course, they help keeping Radio Liberty on the air. But we've had so many really very, very pleased people who've had all sorts of, well, they feel that it's really helped their various things. So if you'd like information on Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-5 HIV war, and we'll send you out an audio tape. We'll send you out the material that the manufacturer puts out. Now, we don't make any claims for any miraculous things, despite the fact that it's called Miracle 2. But we think it's excellent soap. We guarantee that. And I will tell you, an awful lot of people are very, very happy with the products. And let me mention some of the other things we have here at Radio Liberty. We've got a great new book called Lucifer's Children, and it goes into the spiritual battle of the battle we're involved in. It's almost 500 pages, and we recommend the new book, Lucifer's Children, and, of course, the excellent book written by Ted Flynn, Hope of the Wicked, which goes into the background of the spiritual battle again. And then finally, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is a very short, concise book, easy to read, and of course you can get it by itself, or you can get it as part of the Brotherhood of Darkness special. But all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America truly is under attack today. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stad, and our special guest is, of course, Dave Wagner. And Dave, why don't you get your telephone number out and help people tell people how they can get copies of your video, The Great Deception, which we recommend very, very strongly.
Okay, it's 1-800-959-1991, and that's a toll-free call. Just leave your name, address, city, state, and zip clearly, and we'll get a resource packet off to you. Again, it's 1-800-959-1991. And the latest tape I did, like Dr. Stan mentioned, is A Great Deception. It covers the JFK murders, the Oklahoma City, Columbine, mind control, pharmakia, the Y2K hoax, George Bush, Skull and Bones. That's just the first tape. Second one covers Republic vs. Democracy, World Trade Center. It covers the Mark of the Beast technology, as well as just a whole lot more on those tapes. So, again, 3.5 hours, 2 tapes, really 3 or 4 presentations in one. But the fact is, you can get them and you can watch them at your own time. And they have many of these clips. Some of them you'll hear today, but many more that we won't have time to play today on the radio. Dr. Stan, if we could, just real quick, I'd like to explain to the listeners how this particular 9/11 event is going to affect them, I believe, in the very near future. It's already affecting them as the laws are being passed, as you mentioned earlier. But just before we get into that, we need to really explain, just show them. I'd like to show them anyways from some of these tapes that it was an inside job. And I believe there's going to be some more inside jobs, as Donald Rumsfeld has mentioned, that there's bloodier attacks coming to the United States. But let's listen to this again. I was going to play it earlier. The fire chief, he had just been interviewed, and this is a reporter here talking about the 9/11 event and the Twin Towers, how they came down. Let's listen.
Chief of Safety of the Fire Department of New York City told me he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building.
Okay, now, I have in front of me an article out of People's Weekly on September 24th, and I did talk to this fireman, and he was one that was in the building. He made it out. His friends didn't. They had about 10 co-workers there that died. Two of them made it out. They were buried. But he says in the magazine, the one I just mentioned, People's Weekly, he says, on the last trip up, a bomb went off. We think the bombs were set in the buildings. Also, there's an expert knows a lot more about blowing up buildings and buildings coming down than anybody else because he's worked for the government. His name is Van Romero. Romero said it's just too methodical to be a chance result of planes colliding. Romero said the collapse of the structure resembled those controlled implosions used to demolish old structures. He said it could have been relatively small amounts. And again, it could have, because here's a Desert Inn article. It says here, 8 or 10 booms, a crackle, a firelock pop, and the building. People think you're trying to blow something up. He says, actually, it has its own energy. You let gravity bring it down.
No, actually, didn't that Romero, a few days later, of course, change his position?
Well, I think he did, and as many others you'll see on The Great Deception, many of them change their position. They're either threatened, their families are threatened, or whatever.
Now, of course, you actually, on The Great Deception, you have a couple of people. You have one lady from the Kennedy assassination who, you'll hear her, she says, you know, the FBI came and told me I didn't see what I thought I saw. And then, of course, this woman from who did some research on the McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing, and she talked to this man who said the FBI told me I didn't see what I thought I saw, and so that's really how they control, they intimidate people. In fact, this man you talked to who was in the World Trade Center, wasn't he really afraid to speak out?
Well, yeah, obviously he did go on record here in People's Weekly, but obviously his boss or somebody talked to him, probably FBI or CIA agent talked to him, and he was a lot more timid by the time I got to him, by the time I was talking to him. It was a couple weeks later, about 10 days later. So initially he was just right up front. He thought this was a country you could actually share the truth in, but a lot of the truth is suppressed. But again, you might not believe there were secondary explosions. I'd ask those, you know, anybody that believes there were, I'd ask them what happened to building number 7. Building number 7 was approximately half block away. It was further away from building 1 and 2 than 3, 4, 5, and 6. And it came down. Well, you could listen to the reports. You probably didn't see it on television. It was only put on there a couple times on purpose. I'm sure they didn't want this particular building to go down, but it did go down, very similar to 1 and 2, and it exploded, and it, as you'll hear the reporter saying, it's coming down the street. Most buildings that collapse, they don't come down the street with an explosion-type force, of which you would see on the videos. But let's listen to this report here about building number 7, which was 8 hours later.
Since September 11th, the word terrorist has
come
to mean someone who is...
Can't quite get these right today, Dr. Tana. Here we go.
8 hours after the first plane crash, a third building at the World Trade Center collapses. This one, the number 7 World Trade Center building.
This is a look at the flying debris from the number 7 tower. You're going to see that almost coming down the street toward the camera. Number 7 tower at the World Trade Center.
The CIA would have been in there normally, but they had, of course, abandoned the building when the event of catastrophe occurred.
Okay, now, we talked earlier about the bottom line is the New World Order, global community, global governance, whatever you want to call it. But there were other reasons, and they're pretty clear, and I think one of them is going to affect us. Many of the speakers, Prime Minister from Canada said the war will never be over on the tape.
You have that, can you play that?
Yeah, I can, because let me make
and
sure.
This is the Prime Minister of Canada. He's speaking the first week after the attack, and Donald Rumsfeld is already on the second 2 days after the attack. He said, we're entering this prolonged war against terrorism. It'll be sort of like the Cold War that lasted for 50 years. And then, of course, President Bush had gone on television and talked about you'll be asked for your resolution, I think it was, for the war will not be short. You'll be asked for your resolve for the war will not be short. You'll be asked for your strength, you know, for the war will not be easy, for the conflict will not be easy. And then he goes on to say the conflict will be a long. It's going to be a long conflict. And then, of course, it comes on the Prime Minister of Canada. And here, let's hear him the first week after the September 11th attack.
I thought I had it real close at hand here, Dr. Stanley. It's on the video. I don't have it on the audio. I'll have it next time we're
all
together.
Right.
But what I wanted to bring out was the war will never be over, and I'm sure the listeners have been reading the papers recently. This is a recent article. It says President Bush on Wednesday vowed to go after Iraq. President Saddam Hussein declared his willingness to consider all options, including nuclear weapons. And then yesterday they just mentioned Syria is one of the countries. So they got Syria, Iraq, Iran. Here's an article on January 6th. It says the United States is creating a new ring, expanding military bases that encircle the Middle East, enhance the armed forces' ability to strike targets throughout much of the Muslim world. Again, they're getting ready for war in the Middle East. King of Jordan believes that a strike in Iraq would cause Armageddon. I believe that's what they want it to appear like. I believe they want it to look like it was Armageddon. So when this man that's coming on the scene, he'll come on the scene as if he's the anti-Messiah or anti-Christ that will come on and say he is the Christ. Because Jesus said to the nation Israel, he said, I came in my Father's name, and me you didn't receive. There's going to be one coming in his own name, and him you will receive. So there is a man coming. I believe this war is going to literally exhaust the entire world. It's going to start out in the Middle East, but it's going to exhaust the entire world mentally, physically, spiritually, and economically. And some of these events that are going to be taking place, Rumsfeld and many others have warned us. Here's an article on February 14th. Rumsfeld said the United States could face terrorist surprises vastly more deadly than the September 11th attacks. And I heard the other night on the radio that supposedly Osama bin Laden, who we don't even know if he perpetrated the first act, we've never proven that yet, he supposedly has some of these suitcase nukes that Russia lost.
Well, David, they're trying to scare us to death. There's a carefully planned program of leaked stories to frighten the American people, to keep them constantly on edge. This last weekend, they warned Americans in Italy that there could be attacks in Florence, Venice, or some other Italian cities. But you have to understand, all of these are leaked stories. This is part of the psychological warfare.
Absolutely.
Not being waged against the terrorists, being waged against the American people and our resolve.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right, Dr. Stanley. It is the psychological warfare, but the fact is, I believe there are nukes out there somewhere. I believe that many of the scientists left Russia as planned. I believe we raised up Osama bin Laden. I believe we raised up Saddam Hussein. I believe we basically trained the Hezbollah and the Hamas and all the various terrorist groups.
Well, there's no question that we, it was the American Special Forces that actually trained the Mujahideen over there in Afghanistan between 1979 and 1989, and we financed them, and we taught them the methods of murder and violence and use of explosives that now threaten us. And the men we trained others. But what most people do not understand is we did not stop supporting them when the Afghan war ended in 1989. And that's why the books Taliban is so important by Rashid, Ahmed Rashid, I think is his name. But certainly the book Dollars for Terror, which we have by the Swiss journalist. Written actually 2 years ago, actually, and published 2 years ago, where he goes into the background of how the CIA and American information agencies continued to finance the Islamic terrorist movement after the war. In fact, what most people do not know is that we were actually publishing copies of the Quran in Virginia. The CIA was copying them and sending them over to continue, of course, fanning the flares of this radical form of Islam that now threatens us today.
Right, and you're absolutely right, but I believe they have in mind a major conflict in the Middle East.
Oh, of course. It appears
it's getting ready. They're talking about nukes, whether they're going to use them. For some reason, we have given China all their technology and the resources to so they can expand their nuclear and capabilities, the biological and chemical. Russia's bankrupt, basically, and they've been building these Typhoon submarines that can one of them can take out a continent in about an hour or so. For some reason, we believe that there's going to be this period of peace and security and everything else, and yet we're arming these people that...
We are arming our enemies and the people we know are going to be our enemies, and it's going to be a terribly bloody time, and we are moving our troops in a ring around that area. We have now our troops in Kuwait, and we have them in the various countries along the Persian Gulf. We've moved troops into Georgia. We've moved troops into Uzbekistan. We have our troops in Afghanistan. And where is the outcry? We are surrounding the Middle East with our forces. And anybody who hasn't read the Brzezinski's book, and it's entitled The Grand Chessboard, needs to get it. Here's the man, the head of the Trilateral Commission, a man who was appointed by David Rockefeller to create this internationalist organization. And he's talking about how this is the very center of the world. You have to control this to control the world.
You're absolutely right, and they needed over in the Middle East, they needed that oil supply, maybe not today, but 20, 30 years out. If they don't have that oil resources, they wouldn't be able to continue to control the world, and they're not planning a short-term program. They want 1,000 years of peace.
Now, we're going to be on we're just going to have to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'll just let you pick up and run with it, David, but right now I have to warn our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there believe in what we're doing. I mean, I don't like bringing you bad news all the time, but if the American people aren't told, then I'm not doing what I should. I believe we are called to warn others, to let them understand what the signs of the times are. And you read Ezekiel 3, and you read Ezekiel 33, and of course we're told if we don't warn others, their blood will be on our hands. If we do, the blood is on their hands if they do nothing. And so your job, if you believe what we're saying, is to help us. And we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And we're heard, as you know, 5 hours every day and 2 hours on the weekend. You can get our weekend programs now on the Internet at 9 o'clock in the morning on www.wxbh.com. That's WXBH.com, and at 11:30 in the morning on www.KKMC. And if you want those, you can go to our website. Those are going to be posted up there at RadioLiberty.com. But for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, which will keep you abreast and give you the information you won't get elsewhere. And, of course, that helps us then finance the rest of what we do. And being on radio stations across America and being on shortwave and the Internet and heard across the world, trying to let people understand the spiritual significance of what's happening. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please tell others, copy our tapes, copy our newsletters, help us to get the truth out across America.
four tapes yet, genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
And Dr. Stan, if you heard the ad we had there, why the Dr. Dave became the medical director of Planned Parenthood, not the president of Planned Parenthood. That was the medical director. But go ahead, David.
Well, first of all, I hope the listeners do pay attention to those ads because we're all called to be watchmen, like you mentioned, to sound the alarm. And not all of us have that ability. Some of us are working today, and they can surely support Radio Liberty, and not only support Radio Liberty, but Radio Liberty offers something in exchange, a book or a tape or a video or whatever it may be, for the listeners to be able to use to show their friends, to educate themselves, whatever it may be. There's just so many resources. I've always said that you probably, Dr. Stan, have the best, not just in America, probably in the world, of any resource library. And so they're missing an opportunity if they don't get involved with Radio Liberty. Your newsletters, I always look forward to them coming every month, so keep up the good work. But we were talking before the break, we were talking about this war. It's possible, and I believe it's very possible. In fact, right now it's escalating. Palestinians or Philistines, I mean, and the Israelis, and they're continuing to, you know, go after each other with no compromise at all, and I think it will continue to escalate. They're asking George Bush to what he's going to do to stop it. He doesn't seem to have a plan in place right now. I think he's got his sights on Iraq, but he can't go after Iraq till this thing calms down some. So we'll see exactly what brings in the future. But there's a war here also at home. This one article said the war to come. It says war will bring calls for censorship, government control of the internet, suppression of honest reporting, confiscation of personal weapons, targeting certain ethnic and religious groups will be on the agenda, and that's already taken place. I mean, that those things are happening today. And one way they're going to do it is through this technology they have. Lucifer is not an omnipresent individual. He's an angel created by God. He's one place at one time, but he does have a lot of agents, or whatever you want to call them, working for him, that have this new technology that covers the entire face of the earth. In fact, the Bible says there will be a time where you'll not be able to hide from him. And some of the latest technology I was just reading about the other day in the paper, it's so interesting, Dr. Stanley. It's this digital angel again. I've got it on, I got some of the clips about digital angel on Great Deception, but they're continuing to expand the process with this digital angel. They're actually getting FDA's approval so they can implant it under people's skin. Here it says they expect to offer digital angel to South America within 90 days. Well, this is a December 19th article, so probably they are offering this implantable chip down in South America even today. And again, this is moving at a breakneck speed. It's not a time to really sit back and relax. It's high time, God said, you wake up, you put on the armor of light, you put off the works of darkness, you walk circumspectly and start becoming the salt and light for which we were created to begin with. If you're not doing that, I've always believed the meat of the word. Jesus said, my meat of the word is to do my Father's will. I believe our meat of the word is doing the will of the Father. I believe it isn't just learning about it. It's doing what he's called us to do. And I believe there's many people sitting on the sidelines, and I fear for those people, because it says in the Bible those people won't have a love of the truth. And because of that, they'll raise up the teachers, which we have on many tapes. You have it on your Apostate Church audio series. I have it on a video series. But we've raised up the teachers. But the one that really concerns me, it says Jesus said, because, or God says, because they have not a love of the truth, God will give them over to a strong delusion. He said there will be a strong delusion coming, and that means it comes from him this time, not the great deceiver, not from Lucifer, but he will delude people because they don't want to really know what's going on. They just as soon stick their head in the sands and stay away from everything. There's another thing that really concerns me, Dr. Stan. Before Christ can return, Jesus can return, he says there's going to be a great falling away that takes place. There's going to be people that one time believed and they fall away from that faith. In fact, it says in the last day's church, he's given this call that most evangelists give. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'm going to I'll open the door and again have fellowship with him." But he says, "If you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth." And he says, most of the church will think they're saved. They won't be. They'll think they're rich, they're increased in need of nothing, yet they're wretched, blind, naked, and poor. And I believe that's happening today. I think everything's in place. On one hand, it's exciting because I believe we're going to meet our Lord soon face to face, I'm excited about that. But I know that I just pray that as God prays, it's his will that none perish but all come to repentance. And that's my hope, Dr. Stan. Always has been, always will be, that people start doing what God's called us to do, stand up for the rights of our children, the rights that were God-given to us in this country. We had the freedoms. Unfortunately, when we left the battlefield, the church left the battlefield, the forces of darkness took over and they made the laws and created these situations that we and our children will have to abide by. Very tough times ahead because of the lukewarmness or the apathy or the fact that people have lost the savor, the salt has lost its savor. And so now it's really good for nothing except to be trodden under the foot of the Gentiles. And that was definitely evident on 9/11. You'd think there'd be a tremendous outcry for repentance. You'd think that people would have seen God's hand in that. They didn't. Instead, our congressmen and our senators went to the steps of the White House and they proudly sang "God Bless America." Now, these are the same senators and congressmen that outlawed the ban on partial birth abortion. These are the same senators that took the Ten Commandments off the walls. These are the same congressmen that outlawed prayer for our children to pray, and they're telling God, they have the arrogance to tell God to bless America. How foolish, how foolish, how foolish.
Well, they certainly could counter what the Supreme Court has done by simply invoking the clause in Article 3 of the Constitution, which allows them to limit the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, and they've refused to do that, and then allowed the Supreme Court, the godless people in the Supreme Court, to do what they did. And what nobody ever wants to say, what your ministers will not tell you, organized religion will not tell you, is that the Masons controlled the American Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, and during those years they transformed America. But, of course, nobody's ever going to tell you that. It's covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you the source information. And that fact that they could suppress that here in the United States is simply a reflection of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think.
Unfortunately, I believe the Masons control most of the pulpits today. As it says, in the latter days, there's going to be unsound doctrines and doctrines of demons coming from these pulpits. And that's exactly what most of the doctrines are. I'm not discouraging you from gathering together with those people that are like-minded, because God tells us to do that, especially as the day of the Lord draws near, it says. But I'm encouraging you to ask for discernment and wisdom in the days in which we live. And then I'm encouraging you to ask what God would have you do, because faith without works is useless.
Well, of course, we've got a lot of good ministers out there, but unfortunately, a lot of them have fallen into the trap that's been laid by the Masons working within organized medicine, and within the Southern Baptist Convention at one time, up to 40% of the Southern Baptist ministers were, of course, also Masons. And the two are incompatible, because Masonry, at least within the hierarchy, is an interfraternity, and according to Manly P. Hall, and you'll get the references, and you can check these out. Of course, the purpose of the interfraternity is to study the Ancorum and Corum and the Ancorum, which is the secret and the secret of secrets. And that, of course, is the secret that's been passed down through the ages by the sages never writing it down for fear that if they did, it would cost them their lives. There is a secret out there, ladies and gentlemen, and of course it's known only out of the inner core of Masonry and Rosicrucianism and Theosophy and the other secret societies that, of course, plague our society today and replace Christian America and converted it to pagan America. Well, what are your parting thoughts? We've got about 2 minutes.
Well, I'd like to add, there's the Brotherhood of Narcos. Please buy that book if you don't have it. But my parting thoughts are just I pray that the listening audience will keep their eyes on the Lord and He'll direct them, that they put aside the works of the flesh and ask God what He'd have them do. There's so much information, either through Hope for America, Radio Liberty, whatever, all across the nation there's people sounding the alarm, and I pray that the listeners do take advantage of that and they pass it out, like you say on your advertisement, you know, they tape it, they give it out to all their friends, because it's not about, this isn't about making money. Obviously, we need to support the ministries, but it's about getting the truth out that other people wouldn't fall into the lies and the deception of the days in which we live.
Let's go ahead and get out that 800 number of yours one more time.
Okay, it's 1-800-959-1991.
That's 1-800-959-1991. The video, and you've been hearing some clips from it, is called
A Great Deception.
The Great Deception, and I recommend that to you. And, of course, it's something that you can get. You can show it to your neighbors and friends. We carry another one of David's videos here. It's called Amazing Clips, and you can either get it from David or get it from us. But, of course, you get those two together, and it's going to give you an overview of what's going on that you won't get elsewhere. And The Great Deception, do you have those interviews with Congressman Gonzalez and Congressman Brooks?
Absolutely. I always include those about everyone because those laws are in place to enslave the American people, to suspend the Constitution, invoke the military, and arrest American citizens. That's their own words.
And that's exactly what Congressman Gonzalez says. And you say, well, if they're talking about that, why aren't we hearing about it? Well, of course, you wouldn't want the people to know what's going on any more than you want the cattle in the slaughter yard to know what's going to happen to them. You want to feed them up and keep them dumb and happy until the last minute. Could that happen in America, ladies and gentlemen? We finance what happened in Cuba, in China, and in so many other countries throughout the world. And if God is a just God, He's going to wreak havoc here in America unless the people of this country repent and there's revival and they return to God. God bless you, Dave. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, this is Dr. Stan asking you to pray for America. Pray for our ministers because they should be leading this spiritual battle. And pray for, certainly, the leaders of this country. Pray for revival because that's what we really need. And lastly, please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. And may the Lord be with you.